Welcome and thank you for joining this information session regarding Renew My Church and the Parish of St. Julie. Please follow my instructions as we move from slide to slide. For slide one, over the past few years, we have heard a lot about Renew My Church across the Archdiocese of Chicago. For many people, the words Renew My Church become associated with the merger and closing of parishes. Others might have come to think of it as a process, others might have come to think that the process of Renew My Church is about the financial well-being of the Archdiocese. This information session is simply meant to share with our parishioners the spiritual aspect that underlies Renew My Church and what it might mean for our local level. You may now move on to slide two. To begin, we must understand that there has been a shift that has had a huge impact on parish life in our current time. Namely, there was a time in our history not so long ago where the culture supported matters of faith and religion. The practice of the faith was not only seen as essential, but people questioned those who did not practice any faith. The culture recognized that there was a value to the practice of the faith. Today, though, there is a shift. The culture has now become more secular. Matters of faith and religion are oftentimes questioned with suspicion or even denied altogether. Today, the growing attitude is that faith and religion are no longer relevant to everyday living. This has posed a challenge to faith communities throughout the Archdiocese and even our own community. You may now move on to slide three. The impact we have seen is that in the last 20 years, mass attendance throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago has dropped by 27%. Further across the United States, 3 out of 5 children are only baptized, but nothing else. This means that there is a large number of children who never receive any sort of faith formation or instruction in the faith. Lastly, 85% of children who happen to have been confirmed will actually stop practicing the faith by the time they reach the age of 21. This is extremely alarming. At this point, I must stress that these statistics are not given to us to create a sense of doom and gloom. Rather, they are merely given to us as a reminder that we have a lot of work to do. You may now move on to slide four. Renew My Church hopes to begin addressing the challenges and giving us the tools needed to respond by focusing on 3 essential areas. 1, we are to form more disciples. 2, we are to focus on building community. 3, we are to inspire witness. If we think about it, the more disciples we form who are not only committed but intentional in the way they live out their discipleship, everything else will follow. The more disciples we have in the pews who are on fire for the faith, again, everything else will follow. This must become the stronger focus now of every parish community. You may now move on to slide five. For every grouping that goes through Renew My Church, the overall goal is to study the structures of parishes, including their particular resources of each parish. The Archdiocese has set certain benchmarks as a way to review the viability of particular parishes. Added to this, Renew My Church encourages parishes to explore greater ways for collaboration. For too long, parishes have operated out of a sense that each parish was on its own, almost in competition with one another. The time has come to consider ways to join forces rather than operate out of every parish for itself. For the 7 parishes in our grouping, all of us are meeting the benchmarks that have been set. We all have mass attendance on Sundays that are much higher than the 800 number that the Archdiocese has been using. We all generate more than $750,000 in income. We all have the potential for growth. However, this does not mean that we can sit back and relax. Renew My Church reminds us that we still need to address the challenges now so that we can be better prepared for the future. In our particular circumstance, we have been told that we will most likely not see any structural changes to any of our parishes. In other words, it will most likely be the case that none of our parishes will end up being merged with another or even closed. But the impact of the cultural shift still affects us and all the other parishes in our grouping. More than likely, we will have to explore possibilities and opportunities to share ministries and resources to help make it more a group effort. You may now move on to slide six. In the grouping conversations made up of pastors and representatives from each parish, we have been centering the discussions around the needs of each parish, how they have been addressed, what still needs to be addressed, and where we see potential or opportunity. You may now move on to slide 7. But we are still faced with the question of why. And you may now move on to slide 8. Parish life is different now than before. Again, for many years, parishes operated out of a sense of territorialism where no one ever dared to cross over into someone else's territory. For many years, it worked because parishes were full of people. Pews were full of worshipers. But this is no longer becoming the case for virtually every parish. Pews are not as full as before. In fact, as large as all of our parishes might be, none of our Mass times are filling any of our churches to their full capacity. And we are seeing this all across the board. You may now move on to slide 9. Here we are reminded again of the shift in culture. There was a time when society supported and valued matters of faith and religion. Family life was strong and parishioners felt a sense of connection with one another. We have moved into a more secular atmosphere that looks at matters of faith and religion with either ambivalence or utter denial. This has filtered down to every aspect of our lives. You may now move on to slide 10. To approach it from a different angle, we see changes in the overall population in the various vicariates of our archdiocese. In Vicariate 1, which covers all of Lake County and some parts of Cook, there has been a growth of 7% in the overall population. Vicariate 6, which is the part of the archdiocese that borders along Indiana, there has been an 11% drop in overall population. St. Julie is in Vicariate 5, which has experienced a growth of 3%. These numbers may have changed since the last time these statistics were gathered. You may now move on to slide 11. Again, we see the impact of the cultural change most clearly in the number of people actually coming to Mass on a given weekend. In 1990, over 500,000 people were coming to Mass all across the Archdiocese. It dropped a bit, but then had a little spike in 2001, mainly due to 9/11. But since then, the numbers have been steadily going down. You may now move on to slide 12. Breaking things down even further, we can see that in the Archdiocese, the majority of parishes are within the 400 to 800 range in terms of Mass attendance. That is the reason why the number 800 has become a benchmark. For us at St. Julie, we are among the parishes in the larger range of Mass attendance, and only about 49 parishes of the Archdiocese see an average weekly Mass attendance of over 2,000 individuals. You may now move on to slide 13. Another impact of the cultural shift is seen in the number of people responding to vocations to the priesthood as well as the religious life. Here in the Archdiocese, there are currently about 600 active priests where the average age is 65. We are ordaining more than a handful of new priests every year, whereas some dioceses go years without an ordination. Still, despite the yearly ordinations, with every year a good number of priests are due to retire or return home to the Lord. Without an effort to form more disciples who will be able to hear the call of God, we may continue to see the priesthood, religious life, and even holy marriages affected by the trend we see in society. Currently, the Archdiocese has about 300 parishes. The 600 priests may go down to half in the next few years. Of the remaining priests, not all of us may be called to be pastors. This might end up presenting us with the reality of having one priest for multiple parishes. You may now move on to slide 14. Again, Renew My Church serves as an eye-opener in order for parishes to begin focusing more on investing resources in the formation of disciples, much more than simply maintenance of campuses. Sadly, the majority of parishes are in maintenance mode much more than mission mode. Renew My Church is a call for parishes to invest in people who will help build community. It is also a call to invest in more ways to inspire witness. Again, the more disciples that can be formed, the more we will find that solutions will develop to the challenges we face. You may now move on to slide 15. We must remember that God calls all of us to renewal and not just the church. we are faced as well with a renewal of our culture to renew the sense of the sacred in everyone's lives. We also need to look at current structures of parishes to help determine what is working and what may not be working anymore. And this, we all need to learn to be a parish in a whole new way. You may now move on to slide 16. Questions, input, or thoughts can be shared with any of the parish representatives for Renew My Church, who are Kay Kemke, Danny Salgado, Joanne Tuzik. We will post their email contact addresses on our website. For their contact information, you can also call the parish office, and we will find a way to get you connected with one of them. You may now move on to slide 17. The focus of our grouping discussions has been the strengths we possess collectively and the challenges that might be common to all of us. You may now move on to slide 18. The seven parishes in our grouping are all of the Tinley and Orland parishes: Our Lady of the Woods, St. Elizabeth Seton, St. Julie Billiard, St. George, St. Stephen, St. Michael, St. Francis. We all have common strengths and challenges. We all have some that are particular to our own circumstance. You may now move on to slide 19. As a group, we came up with common strengths, as you can see here. You can move on to slide 20. As a group, we also came up with common challenges. And you may now move on to slide 21. Kay, Danny, Joanne, and I came up with particular strengths of St. Julie Parish. If you have more to add, we would appreciate it if you find a way to share them. You may now move on to slide 22. Kay, Danny, Joanne, and I also came up with our own challenges. Again, if you have any more to add, we would appreciate it if you find a way to share them. But in summary, number one, I hate to boil it down to a matter of finances, but as a parish, we still need to look at how much of our resources has put us in maintenance mode much more than mission mode. We have a lot of ministries and activity, but we still need to find ways to be more about the mission rather than just operate so that we can keep our doors open. Two, engagement of youth and young adults is also another huge challenge which we share with many of our other parishes. Our particular parish is in a part of Tinley with older homes. With older homes, the greater is the potential that they may belong to more established families or even empty nesters, rather than younger families moving into the area. We also need to be aware that the younger generation is wired differently than previous generations. Previously, Catholics were taught how to behave as Catholics by observing certain rules. This led to belief in the Catholic faith, which subsequently formed a sense of belonging. The younger generation today is operating out of a completely opposite mindset. The younger generation first needs to feel that they belong to a group or community. And once that sense of belonging is established, the younger generation is more prone to embrace the beliefs of that group. This then is followed by behavior that reflects the values of that group. All of this is simply to say that the ultimate goal remains the same, but the approach to doing things may need to change. For those of us who have been steeped in the old ways, that change may not come as easily, especially when it might require us to go out to where people are, rather than expect that they will automatically come to us. Three, we may have a strong faith formation program for our young children, but we still have a lot of work to do in the area of lifelong and ongoing faith formation. Parents are gathered for a baptism prep session and then to the day of baptism. But after that, many of them disappear and the parish has not really made efforts to reach out to them. The same is true for the youth who have been confirmed and the parents that send their children to our faith formation program. This has also been the case for couples who have been married here. In short, forming disciples will require attention to a lifelong formation where it starts in the womb only ends when disciples are in the tomb. You may now move on to slide 23, and this will apply to the remaining slides. Thank you for your attention in this matter. Again, we do not want to leave anyone with the sense that situations are so dire. We simply want to share this information with as many parishioners as possible so that we can begin to find ways to be ready for the future. We do not have all of the answers yet. We do not necessarily know how exactly our parish will accomplish this. What we do know is that the parish will need to be in conversation with local parishes to explore joint efforts in whatever we might have in common. We are in this together, and there is strength in numbers. We will also need to make good use of various tools, such as Alpha, and even modern technology in order to accomplish the task of reaching out to as many people out there who are searching for something deeper. As part of the Catholic Church, we have something that no one else is able to offer. We see that most clearly in the Eucharist. We just need to prepare ourselves for a future where disciples are truly aware of the treasures of our faith and are truly on fire with love for the Lord. Thank you, and please continue to pray. The Renew My Church prayer is included in the last slides for your individual use.